Just want to share, welcome to everybody on live. Just want to share a word that came through, prophetic word, that the Lord says He was willing to lay down His life on the cross, and He is willing to come back to fetch His people. But are you willing to lay down your life and make your walk with God serious? Are you willing to look less at the things of the world around you, and are you willing to get involved in reaching the people that will die without Christ? Are you willing to share the hope of Christ? And not only it's your selfish thing, I've got Christ, I have hope, I'm saved. But will you have a heart for the lost, the people that are going to hell? The world is falling apart, it's coming slowly but surely to an end, and the return of Christ is going to be quicker than we think. Do I even have a heart for the lost? Do I have a heart for God and for His coming back? Do I even long for that? Or do I think, I come on net my loop on no bow? Jy moet dit bou. Maar dink jy aan Jesus en sy koms? Dink jy aan die verlore mense om jou? Is dit het saak van jou hart? And I'd like to encourage you to put that prophetic word in your heart and says, God is coming back. I must make serious with my walk with God, but I also have to make serious about reaching those that don't know Jesus. People who ignore the gospel all the time, let them make their choice. Go to those. Jesus invited many and they didn't come. They all had excuses. I'm going to look at my land. I'm going to look at this. I'm going to first do that. And then he said to his servants, go into the highways and the byways and bring in those that are lost. Bring in those that are off the streets. And may God's blessing be upon His word today. I'd like to share this morning, if God is for us, as God vir ons is. Wat betekent het as God vir ons is? It's a well-known scripture. If God is for us, we know it says, then who can be against us? But my title is, if God is for us. It's very interesting. My old mom, I didn't share it last week, she would have been Tannie Clankie's age today, and that's no secret. Tannie Clankie in front here is turning 96 this year, if I'm right, ne? 96. Yeah. Let's give the Lord a hand. I say this in love. Please, no offense. We've got COVID here. We've got all of this stuff. Auntie Clankie's 96. She drives here herself every Sunday, and she doesn't miss a service. When they said, please, people over 60 mustn't come, she said, no, I'm long past over 60. I'm here every Sunday. I'm not making excuses. Auntie Clanky lives in a double-story place. I think she's moving one of these days for the first time because her family said, oh my, I don't give me no track. And she still climbs the steps to the second story or the first level. And then if she says, oh, I get my bril vergeet onder. And she turts down the steps, gets her brille. She turts up the step. And it's no effort for her to be involved with the things of God. It's interesting how some people make excuses why they can't be involved. Shame on you. No, but I'm being serious. So anyway, my mom would have been her age now. And my old mom used to pray for us. She was a prayer person. Every day at 10 o'clock, my dad would go to work, I'd go to school, and my mom would have her quiet time and praying. I don't know what my mom prayed in secret, because I was at school. Ek was by die school, en my pa was by die werk, en my ma het gebid vir ons as kinders. Nou, ek weet nie of jy glo in die kracht van gebed of nie, of is dit maar net 'n ding wat mense doen, godsdienste bid. Maar ek dink daar is werklikheid krag in gebed. En my ma het gebid, en is interessant, ons 5 kinders. Ek was 'n laat lammetjie, soos julle weet. Ek en Albert, die oulikste van die familie, nee, Albert. Ek spot somme. But we were 5 children. My one sister's died. But even before my sister died, all 5 of us brothers and sisters serve the Lord today. We all serve the Lord, and we all serious about God. In fact, my sisters are so serious about God, I avoid them because when they speak to me, it sounds like I'm backslidden. Yeah, alles ernstig. My brother, he's battling with stage 4 cancer in his spine, or his back, his ribs, his glands. But when I went to visit him the other day, I went to encourage him. He ends up at the table telling me all about God's grace and how you have to approach life. Interessant. Uit die oogpunt van die Here sit ek met my boetie en hy sê vir my, moenie arrogant wees oor jou gesondheid nie. En dink jy is beter as ander omdat jy gesond is. Jou gesondheid is eintlik God se genade. Ensovoorts, ensovoorts. And he ministered to me about how I must approach retirement one day. And I must approach the grace of God involved in my life. But you see, it's because there's the Spirit of God living in my brothers and my sisters, and they're serving the Lord. And I don't say it's only because my mom prayed, but I do say that it is attached to a parent or someone who had you on the heart praying for you and lifting you up in prayer. Mark it sin. I know my wife prays much more than I do, and I know that my wife is every morning praying for her two boys and her daughter-in-law. Every day she's interceding for their well-being, for their finances, their spiritual walk, their marriages. Well, the second one's not married, but their marriages, a future marriage, future wife. And I know there's power in that intercession of a mother or a granny. You see, there's certain things that the younger generation and the older generation, it's not that the one loses the next thing. Stuff like that is just goes on to the next generation. If you wear younger clothes and listen to modern music, that thing of praying for your kids and stuff is not an old-fashioned thing. If you make that old-fashioned, you're losing. It's part of Christian culture. It's not part of a modern Christian culture. It's Christian culture. I'd like to share a story of a young African boy that's very close to me. Who and where he is doesn't matter because this is on a public video. A few days, a few weeks ago, his whole, and I want to teach you something. Wil julle iets leer? Sy hele portier het verander. Hy het skielik donker geword. Hy het vir my rukkie al gesê, daar's dreigemente oor sy lewe en so en so voorts. Hy is soos 'n jong seun vir my. Young African guy. I really love him very much. And he said there's really stuff on his life. And he's been threatened. And a few weeks ago, we noticed that there was this darkness that came over him. Just, he'd wear his cap over and he didn't want to look at us. And it was just strange. And anyway, I managed to get hold of him. I sat down with him and I go, "Julle iets leer nou van uitreik." And I go, he said, "No, because he's had this threat on his life and these dangers. His granny gave him money, or he got money, and he went to visit a traditional healer to have a look at how he can handle this curses and danger on his life. And the day he came back, this darkness was on him." Now I want to teach you something. The average Christian would spend an hour telling him he shouldn't have gone to the traditional healer. I didn't speak about that. I said all that traditional, ek sal Afrikaans sê, al wat daai tradisionele geneesheer vir jou gesê het, is wat jy reeds weet. Dat daar mense is wat jy wil doodmaak en is die goed en daai doek. En I said, al wat hy gedoen het, is jou vrees op jou lewe groter gemaak. Aangeblaas. Jy het gegaan met vrees na hom toe, hy het seker goed vir jou gesê, jy het uitgeloop, jy het betaal om groter vrees te kry. Ek het hom nie 'n lekse gegee oor die verkeerde ou wat hy gaan sien het. Because that's what the mistake we make as Christians. Want om 'n lekse te gee, gaan hom nie die vryheid bring nie. Ek sit neer by hom en ek sê vir hom, ek vat my Soto Bybel, nou begin ek Soto lees, maar hy wil meer lag as wat enige iets anders te, maar ek vat my Soto Bybel. Nou lees ek vir hom, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I read to him in Soto, God is light, in him is no darkness. Darkness can't stand in front of light. Does it make sense? Truth drives out lies. En ek verduidelik om die evangelie, but that darkness can't flee unless light comes into your heart. Light is Christ. Christ is the light of the world. Whoever follows him will never walk in darkness. If you don't receive Jesus Christ, you'll go from one person to another and your fear will increase. You see, I'm not going to waste an hour on telling him who's the wrong guys to go to. I'm going to rather share an hour of who is the true light. Because the light disperses the darkness. Hy neem die Here Jesus aan en sy gelaat verander binne minute. Cap off, face shining. Hy stuur my 'n SMS daai aand, want ek sê vir hom, dankie Wap, now, it's only the start of the journey. Hy stuur my 'n SMS later aand, hy sê, your son is back. Maak het sin. Nou moet ons 'n journey vat, hy moet hom nou omring, nee? Maar jy moet die leen uithaal en die waarheid insit. Moet nie vir 'n uur vir hom verduidelik hoe verkeerd is die leen nie, want dis wat ons doen. Oh, is die verkeerde gees, en hierdie gees kom aan, hierdie ding vat jou nou, en hou sit en luister vir jou so. Bring die lig in sy lewe, laat hy taste and see that the Lord is good, because the minute he accepted Christ, the fear was gone, the darkness was driven out, and now I can teach him the dangers of going there. You've got to get Christ into the people's hearts. Christ is light. And what we do is we like to have theological debates and arguments for hours about what's right and wrong. But we don't get to the point that Christ and his light has to come into the people's heart. And when he tastes and sees that God is real, and he doesn't have that spirit of fear anymore, then he can say to him, I'm going to explain to you how this works now. Listen. The blind man said, I don't even know who touched me. Who was this? This Pharisee said to him, yeah, this guy came here and he touched my eyes. All I know is this is real. And as the church, we need to let Christ be real to the world that's lost. And we've become too clever with everything that's right and wrong. And so that's just a good testimony that happened to me this week. I rejoice with that. And I'm constantly on the SMS. I SMS'd him Saturday night. Because that's usually Saturday night. And he said, thank you. Cool, I'm doing well. One salvation, serious salvation prayer, where light chases out the darkness. Amen. If you had to have prayer for people, wat dink jy is die algemeenste gebed wat te maak? Ek het Krien gevra. Ek gaan drie goed noem. Mother, pastor and a friend. What do you think is the most common prayers that mothers pray for their children? Excuse the cough. What do you think is the most common prayers mothers would pray for their children? Salvation, if they're not saved. Happy marriages, my wife does. That they won't give up on their journey with God. That's prayers of mothers. What do you think is the most common prayer that a friend would pray for another friend? Julle wat bid vir vriende, wat dink jy bid jy vir vriende? Goeie keuses. Regte keuses. Moenie opgee nie. Bly op die pad. Moenie simpel wees nie man, jy kan mos nie dit doen nie. Kom ons bid vir ons broer, vir ons suster. Wat se gebede dink jy bid 'n pastor die meeste vir mense? Ek bedoel nou in 'n 1-tot-1. Dit varieer geweldig baie. But we know that when we really in trouble, we go for prayer and for help. And we're going to go back to the title, If God is for us. Do you know what that means? If God is for us. Not for me, us. Because if I know God is for us, then I don't make it a selfish thing. If I just say God is for me, then it's a selfish thing. God is for us. Vanoggend gaan ons hemelvaart vier. Dit was hemelvaart in hierdie laas week. En ons gaan hemelvaart. Wat is die betekenis van hemelvaart vir ek en jy vandag? Die vroeë liggaam van Christus, die vroeë kerk, het 'n geweldige insig gehad van hemelvaart. Hoekom vier ons hemelvaart? En ek bid dat die Heilige Gees deur die woord jou aanraak vanoggend. I can show the picture. Daar is iets gebeur het, Jesus het opgegaan. En hy is opgeneem deur 'n wolk. En wat interessant is, toe sê hy, net soos ek opgaan, gaan ek terugkom. En dis wat daai profetiese woord was, he's coming back again. Afrikaans, Handelinge 1 vers 9. Julle kan saam my blaai of kyk. Dit sê, en nadat hy dit gesê het, wat gesê het, toe hy gepraat het van die Heilige Gees gaan kom, is Handelinge 1. En nadat hy dit gesê het, is hy opgeneem terwyl hulle dit sien, en 'n wolk het hom voor hulle oë weggeneem. Dit was die wolk van God se heerlikheid. Dit was nie 'n wolk soos hierdie wolke nie. The cloud of glory, Jesus ascended up into the cloud of glory, because the cloud was visible with the old, in the Old Testament. He ascended up into the cloud of glory, and the cloud of glory took him. But what happened around this? Toe Jesus opgevaar het, en weggeneem het, waarna toe is hy weggeneem? En hier begin die mooi verhaal van hemelvaart. Waarna toe is hy weggeneem in na die wolk van heerlikheid? Acts 2 verse 33. And this is very, 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 very powerful that I'm going to share with you today. I want you to hear this. Acts 2 verse 33, it says, he was exalted to the right hand of God. He was exalted to the right hand of God. And when he got to the right hand of God, the Bible says he received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you see and hear. He was exalted to the right hand of God. Ek wil net daar stop. He was exalted to the right hand of God. Hy was bevorder na die regterhand van die God die Vader. En hy was gegee die naam bo alle name. En hy's gekroon koning van alle konings. Aan die regterhand van die Vader. Maar kan ek jou ietsie sê vandag? Die eerste ding wat Jesus gedoen het, toe hy by die regterhand van die Vader is, het hy geontvang van die Vader, die beloofde Heilige Gees, and he received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to those that were waiting, remember? Now that word exalted to the right hand of the Father, ek wil hê julle moet bietjie dink aan Josef. Josef was bevorder tot die regte hand van Farao. Julle kan dit gaan lees in Genesis. Toe Josef bevorder was, was hy nie bevorder om langs Josef te om Farao te sit en harp te speel nie. Hy was bevorder en hy het gewerk. Oh, come on, guys. When Joseph was exalted, Pharaoh said, I give you everything except my throne. All the decisions of Egypt are yours, Joseph. You exalted at my right hand. And they clothed Joseph with a robe and a necklace and a ring, a signet ring. That was literally saying, Joseph, you are as powerful as the king of Egypt, except you don't sit on my throne. And you can govern and rule and make decisions over this kingdom of mine. You can do what you think's best with the people. And Jesus is exalted to the right hand of the Father, and he's given authority over the kingdom and the keys of the kingdom. It's his kingdom, he's the king, and he can decide what to do with you and me and the future. Except the day and the date of his coming, only the Father knows. Jesus is not sitting at the right hand of God, just lying on his shoulder, playing a harp, waiting to come back. Jesus is busy. And if the Bible says that Jesus was exalted to the right hand of God, and he's busy, I'll explain it to you now, and he's busy, and we have been seated with Christ in heavenly places, how can the church not be busy with his kingdom? As ons opgevaar is na die regte hand, na hemelse plekke, saam met Christus, hoe kan die kerk net sit en niks doen nie? In sy koninkryk. Wanneer die koning nie niks doen nie. Weet jy, die woord sê, hy is die hoof en ons is die, sê saam my, lichaam. Hy is die hoof, ons is die lichaam. En ons doen sport en ons besorg ons lichaam, maar hoe actief is die lichaam van Christus op aarde? Hierdie ding van, is net ek en Jesus en ek sit in my huis. Dis een leen wat ingekom het van die duivel, want Godse lichaam is actief. Tot hy kom. Come on guys. Oom Doom, toe ek in die bediening kom, het Karin vir my gesê, onthou jy oom Johan, oom Doom het gesê, daar is drie goed in die bediening. Die een is die woord, gebed en mense. As jy een van hulle uit jou leven uithaal, gaat jy nie, dit gaan nie werk nie. En die belangrikste ding vir jou is woord, gebed en mense. Die koninkryk van God en die lichaam van God kan nie actief gesond wees en bly as hy nie actief is nie. Why? Because the head is active. Yes, the head is active. The head isn't playing a harp in heaven. So we sit and play a harp till he comes. No, it's not true. Johannes 14 vers 5, Afrikaans. Hy sê, laat julle hart nie ontsteld word nie. Ons praat nou van hemelvaart. En die titel is, as God vir jou is. If God is for you, what does that mean? If God is for you. Hy sê, laat julle hart nie ontsteld word nie. Glo in God, glo ook in my. In my huis, in die huis van my vader, is daar baie wonings. Is interessant, nie? En as dit nie so was, sou ek dit vir julle gesê het. Sê saam met my, in Godse huis is baie wonings. Fact, Jesus said so. So it's not Alan's theory. In my vaderse huis is daar baie wonings. As dit nie so was, sou ek vir julle gesê het, ek gaan om vir julle plek te berei. Work. He's bereiing a plek voor. We, the body, have to work at bringing people in, building active with the body of Christ. Maak het sin. En as ek gegaan en vir julle plek berei het, kom ek weer. En sal julle na my toe neem, sodat julle ook kan wees waar ek is. En waar ek heen gaan, in hakkies, vader toe, dis waar hy gegaan het, na sy vader toe, weet julle, want die volgende vers sê, maar ons weet nie waar, en hy sê, maar as julle my gesien het, het julle die vader gesien. Hy sê, en ek gaan heen gaan, weet julle, en die weg ken julle, hy is die weg, die waarheid en die lewe. Jesus Christus, punt wat ek wil maak is, Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, like Joseph to Pharaoh, and he's active. He's a king of kings, lord of lords, with all authority, and he's actively preparing a place for his bride and for his body. But because we the bride and the body, he's given us an assignment on earth to do. And that's where the judgment of Christ will come in. You're going to stand before God and give an account of what you've done as his bride. We are going to give an account. Julle sal nou die twee pragtige goed sien. Jesus in die hemel is besig. Soos Josef was, is Jesus besig. Ooral in die Ou Testament is dit 'n skaduwee van die waarheid. Abraham vat sy seun, dis het beeld van God wat sy lewende seun vat om te offer. Wat, hoe is dit? Josef aan die rechterkant van Farao is soos 'n beeld van iemand wat uitverkoop is deur sy broers, wat verslaan is, wat onredelik aangekla is. En naderhand is hy bevorder na die tweede plek van die land van die dag. Everything's prophetic about Christ. It's beautiful, isn't it? The Bible is beautiful. But Jesus comes with our role on earth. Nou hier kom ons. Jesus gaan op en hy sê, kyk mooi wat hy het nou gesê, dis tot julle voordeel. John 16 verse 7 in the Amplified, I love this. He says, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. Dis tot jou voordeel dat ek weggaan. Hemelvaart. Dis jou voordeel dat ek weggaan. For if I do not go away, vang hierdie, the helper, praat hy nou van die Heilige Gees, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, in the Amplified, in the NIV, or the Amplified, sorry, it says, the strengthener, the standby, will not come to you, but if I go away, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you. Now listen what he says. Och, this touched me. To be in close fellowship with you. Jesus sê, dis tot jou voordeel dat ek weggaan. Want ek gaan die Heilige Gees stuur. Hy sal jou oprig, jou trooster wees. Hy sal jou leermeester wees. Hy sal jou intercessor wees, die Heilige Gees. En hy sê, hy sal 'n naby companion wees vir jou. Waar staan ek en jy tans? Met ons Christenlewe. Ervaar ek en jy die Heilige Gees as daai trooster, leermeester, intercessor? Ervaar ek en jy tans enige werk van die Heilige Gees in my lewe? Ervaar ek God se teenwoordigheid deur sy Gees? Wat my lei, of het ons in vernieuwing gekom by 'n plek, waar die Heilige Gees net, een spreker kom, en dan moet ons allemaal jaag na die gebouw, want daar is salving, en dis die Heilige Gees. Thumbs down, that wasn't why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, to have one meeting in 6 months, and say, God touched me by the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit for each believer. Listen nicely, look at me in my beautiful brown eyes. He sent the Holy Spirit for each believer that you can do your task on earth. That when you need strengthening, he strengthens you. When you need counsel, he counsels you. When you need teaching, he'll teach you the right way. And when there's intercession important, he will intercede for you to make it. He sent him as a close companion for you. To not be distracted by all this COVID and the wars and the rumors of wars and floods and all these things, but that he'll be this close companion that you'll be focused knowing that the Messiah who left at the right hand of the Father is coming back and the body is being prepared and you and me are busy, active with the duties that God has called us for. We are his body on earth. Dis hoekom hy opgevaar het na die hemel. Dit is tot ons voordeel. Ek verstaan nie in my eie geestelike lewe. Dit is tot ons voordeel. Dan hoeveel keer sê ek, ach, as Jesus toch maar net kan kom, dat hierdie wêreld kan net verby kom. Of ek sê, ah, dit sou wonderlik gewees het as ek so met Jesus kon loop. En Jesus sê, hey man, I've given the Holy Spirit, I've given my spirit to every one of you can have that wonderful relationship of him walking with you, teaching, counseling, building you up. And then you go out and you do what he tells you to do. Jesus is preparing a place for us. He's busy. But at the same time, he's given his spirit full help for us on earth in this troubled earth. We are in a wonderful partnership with God. Romans 8, verse 34. It's a scripture we like to use in a very selfish way, but we need to look at it differently. Romeine 8, 34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Ek was nog nooit in die hemel nie. Ek weet nie precies hoe dit werk nie. But while Jesus is preparing a place for us, he's busy interceding for you and me. I wish I wasn't on live, because I'd love to walk down between all of you and look at you closely into your eyes and say, do you know who's praying for you? I had an old mom who prayed for me. I have a sister who prays for me. I have a brother who's sick who prays for me. I have a friend, some of you pray for me, and Corinne. But you know, there's two persons, not humans, who intercede for me. I want you to hear this. There's two persons, not humans. There's two persons who intercede, means who talk to the Father about me for my best. Number one is the Holy Spirit, says so. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and he also with groans and with words that we don't even understand. The Holy Spirit, if I had to mention you at your name, every one of you, I want you to take this serious. You in the back there, I want you to take this serious. There's the Spirit of God interceding for you at God's right hand, that you're going to make it in your marriage, your finances. If you think a mother has got urgency, how much more will a perfect comforter and helper? All we must do, you are watching, all you must do is respond and you'll see the breakthrough. When I counseled that young man, I never spent hours on how bad and how wrong it is to go there and do this. All I did is I said, I want you to taste. And he responded and his life changed. Don't you who are sitting here this morning and you watching, don't you want to respond to that intercessory prayer that the Holy Spirit's making for you today? What you know yourself better than I know you. I don't mind who you are or how educated you are or where you are spiritually. I know you know your own heart better than anybody else. Jy weet wat aangaan in jou eie hart. Seg reg. You know your life better than anybody else on earth. Even if you married 40 years, nobody knows your heart better than you. And the one who's interceding for you, the Holy Spirit. What are you struggling with at the moment? What are you unsure of? What is troubling you at the moment? Do you think the Holy Spirit is interceding for you about that? Or do you think he doesn't care? He's sent from the right hand of the Father to be your helper and to put in the greatest prayer for you at this time. All you and me need to do is respond to that. At the same time as the Holy Spirit's on earth in your life, interceding to the Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit connected as one. And Jesus is praying the same prayer for you. You've got double prayer going your way, not a mom and a friend. You've got the Holy Spirit and Jesus praying for you. Double dose, double shot of supernatural, perfect, non-toxic, non-faded, non-blurred prayer for your life and your future as a believer. Your calling, your marriage, how to handle your finances, how to your wife and kids. The perfect prayers are going for you. I'm closing off this morning. I want you to see that last picture. I just love that picture. Do you see yourself where Jesus got his arm around you or the Holy Spirit? Because Father, Son, Holy Ghost are one. Come on, guys. I don't want to mention names here. Don't harden your heart spiritually, man. Soften your heart before God. Amen. Soften your heart, man. Maak jou hart sag voor God. Is iemand wat intree vir jou. You don't have to keep everything in control in case it gets lost. It won't get lost, man. What are you controlling? Yeah, don't give it to me. Don't give your heart to Marlene. Give your heart to the Lord. And I'm not talking about salvation. Give these things you wrestle with to God. You are in safe hands. Jy is in bekwame hande om oor te gee. Amen. Hy wat vir jou intree, gaan nie skade bring in jou lewe. Hy wat jou wil troos, wil leer, wil lei, gaan nie skade bring in jou lewe nie. Hy het jou dan geskape. Jy is dan sy liggaam. Jy behoort aan hom. Ek het nie lekker gevoel hierdie week. Ek was bietjie in die bed. Hulle sê ek het 'n asthmatic bronchitis gehad. Toe gaan kuier ek vir Tannie Gria. En ek moes lê laat sy my kan. En toe as sy klaar was met my, sê sy: "Joe, jy klink beter, Ellen." Hey, laat die Here sy hande op jou sit, man. Wie wat, jy gaan beter wees. Gaan nie slegter uitkom nie, man. Amen. Daai tannie het jare se ervaring. En sy sê, draai op jou rug, of jou kant, draai op jou kant, lê op jou maag. Ba, 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 ba. Sy sê, man, jy klink baie beter. Maar wat kom ons? Ons kom na die Here toe, ons skiet 'n gebed, en ons sê, ek soek net nie jou hande te veel op my nie. Hey, he's not gonna hurt you. He's gonna build you, man. If it's not going well in your marriage, how much are you hiding it from everybody? Why don't you go to the great intercessor and say, thank you, I know you're praying, Lord, and you're standing in the gap. I want to give this part of my life to you today. You are watching. I challenge you to say, Jesus, I give that part of my life that I'm so in control of, I give it to you today. You might be surprised when he touches you. Look at that. I'm going to close off reading you something out of the Bible. It's not going to be on the board. I want to keep the picture on the board and I want you to hear this. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14. Hebrews 4 verse 14. 15 and 16. I want you to hear this. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, ascended up and he's passed through the heavens, the great high priest. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let's hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Ons het nie 'n hoë priester wat nie kan hom vereenselwig. Kyk vir my. Ons het nie 'n hoë priester wat nie kan vereenselwig met ons swakhede. Hou op om jou swakhede weg te steek van hom af. Van my af is dit okay. Jy hoef nie jou swakhede vir kriën te wys nie. Bly in kontrol, wees perfek. Maar ek wil vir jou sê, is tyd dat jy jou swakhede vat na die hoë priester wat jou kan identifiseer met jou swakpunte. Want soos daai nonsens uit my longe moet kom, moet daai goed skoon word, dat jy kan bietjie asemhaal weer as sy kind. En weer kan leef as kind van God. En nie net bestaan. He says, a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we have been, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, there where he is interceding. Let us draw near to the confidence to the throne of grace, that we will receive mercy and grace, some Bibles say mercy and help, mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. I close off this morning. I want us to close off with just a minute of prayer. We always think it's got to be long, uitgerekte, big things. You know what? If you just honest this morning, you are watching, if you are just honest this morning and say, great high priest, I know the Holy Spirit interceding for me, and I know you, the great high priest, are at the right hand of God interceding for me to help me in my weakness. All I want you to do is, like I went to the auntie who tapped my back, I want you simply to come see yourself in your heart saying, I'm coming to the throne of grace this morning. I know we're seated with Christ and we can have all the fancy scriptures, but you need to come to the throne of grace and receive help in the time of need, because it's there. Your business, your marriage, your kids, your heart, your fears, the discouragement. Let his light come. Let his truth come. Let him put his arms around you and say, thanks for sharing. Now I will touch you like you've never been touched before. Let us pray. I'm going to just pray that prayer and you can repeat it softly in your own language. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you and I thank you there's an offer. You are our high priest. And I thank you that the word says you identify in all aspects of our lives. You sympathize with our weaknesses. And you were tempted in all ways, yet without sin. Lord, you invite us, even though we are seated in heavenly places, today you're inviting us to the throne of grace to come with confidence and receive mercy and help in our times of need. So this morning I bring you my need or my needs. I bring you my insecurities, my fears, my challenges, my relationships, my finances, my children, my marriage partner, my job. I bring you my health. I bring you my mind. I bring you my life. You bought me. I'm your child. You paid the price. I'm your body. And I want to fulfill what you've planned for me. Thank you that you ascended to the right hand of the Father and that you, Jesus, are interceding for me and preparing a place for me. Thank you that you gave the promised Holy Spirit and that promised Holy Spirit also intercedes and counsels and strengthens. And today, vandag kom ek na u toe, al weet niemand van hierdie issue nie, en ek bring het na u troon. En ek bid dat u hand uitsteek en inspreek in daardie plekke. En ek dank u vir u in my lewe in Jesus naam. Amen en amen. Thank you. May God richly bless you this morning. We are going to say, first of all, goodbye to the live. And I want to thank you for joining us. If you go on your own, sit down and open your heart to the Lord. If you've never accepted Jesus, accept him today, but at the same time, open your heart to the great intercessor at the right hand of the Father and respond to what he's urging you to do. God bless. Thank you. For the rest of the congregation, we'll be